Hi, Renee. It's Red Young from Austin, Texas. You know, we were talking about Little Richard the other day, and you asked me some things about Little Richard, so I wanted to give you a little bit of a history. I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, near Dallas. New Orleans was down there. It was the South. And the South had, there was a lot of gospel influence in there, you know. So the pianist at the time, you know, you had your stuff where you had the Nat Cole, you know. That's about all the piano we had. We had the other stuff. She had Count Basie, you know. But the piano was not really a dominant instrument. You know, it was mostly singers and orchestras and that sort of thing. In the gospel field, of course, there was a lot of. Which is what Little Richard came out of, and James Brown, and a lot of those guys. But it was primarily the South, you know. People up north didn't exactly play the same way. First time I heard him, of course, you know, music changed. I was born in 1948, and I listened to a lot of stuff. My dad was a trumpet player, so I was influenced by a lot of different stuff. Cab Calloway, Spike Jones, Mills Brothers. You know, that sort of thing. Count Basie, Duke Ellington. But what happened is the piano player, mostly they were in the rhythm section. They were the background. They were the person that, you know, held everything together, you know, while the band's playing around them. Well, when Elvis Presley, he kind of changed music a little bit. I mean, there was a lot of... There was a lot of other things that were going on at that time, you know, B.B. King and, you know, the Field Hollers and, you know, that sort of thing. Howlin' Wolf, you know. But Elvis Presley kind of took some of that black music and turned it into a more accessible, you know, got it on the radio and kind of hooked the younger people on it. So when he came out with the, you know, basically it was two guitars, bass, and drums. But it was a lot of energy, a lot of dancing. I mean, he kind of copped a lot of that stuff. A lot of the stuff at that same time was going on in the gospel churches. You know, Mahalia Jackson and all that. But there was a movement down in New Orleans, Cosimo Matisse. He had a recording studio. Lloyd Price did some things down there, and Lloyd was kind of like the A&R guy for Specialty Records. He had met Little Richard somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but he heard him, and he thought he'd be a great guy for the Specialty label. And Little Richard was he liked the sound of Fats Domino. You know, that was Cosimo's label, and Lloyd was involved in that. And, you know, I mean, but you know, Fats Domino, he had, I don't know how many hits, 20, 30 hits, you know. And very accessible. Walking, yes, indeed, I'm talking. You and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. You know, that kind of stuff. Or he'd be doing, I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. Got some holes in both my shoes. I'm a walking case of the blues. And I'm walking to New Orleans. But Little Richard liked that. Jerry Lee Lewis came out with some stuff, and he was more rocking. You know, it was a little bit, it was kind of like, you know, you shake my nerves and you battle my brain. Sometimes love drives a man insane. You break my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. That love and the thought of a bunny. Tell the dog to move me, honey. Take my mind. guys that actually got up on the top of the piano and just really rocked it, you know. Little Richard came out just about the same time, but he had a higher voice and a lot more energy that's coming out of that piano. And he'd stand up and he was like, you know, all in his flamboyant dress and, you know, whatever. I mean, he was a character, a total character. So even if he didn't play the piano that he did, people would be paying attention to him, you know. He'd come out on the stage, I'm on Thailand, man, my Uncle John, but better never, 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 no, 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 baby. Hey, hey, baby. Just be rocking and rocking and rocking. So, I mean, it influenced a lot of us, you know, because I came from Nat Cole, you know, and that kind of real sweet sort of thing. And all of a sudden you got this guy that's just beating the heck out of the piano. Oh, man, did he influence me? Yeah. I mean, I was playing classical music at the time, but, you know, a lot of that classical music, you know. Also the same thing, you know, it was really out front. His was one of the styles that did influence me with the rocking stuff. And there was, you know, over the years, it's been lots of different kinds of music. I did actually meet him. I didn't actually play with him, but there was a TV show that I did in the 90s with a band called Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and they were the house band. It was a variety, well, not really a variety show. It was a game show where they would have all sorts of different things for contestants and the audience to do. One of them, I remember, was called the Elvis Toss. Had three contestants go on the top of a building. They had a Cadillac sitting down on in the parking lot. And you would take these big stuffed Elvises and try to hit the front seat of the car. And they would have, you know, the rock and roll Elvis, and then the mid-60s Elvis, and then the big, the jumbo Elvis from Las Vegas. But another one of the shows had Little Richard on it, and they had his piano out front, and he was going to do several numbers. They wanted me to come out. And just to test the piano so they get the sound right on it and everything. So I went out and I played some stuff, you know, and I'm playing, I don't know. So I'm playing along. And, you know, people in the audience, there's, you know, a couple hundred people in the TV studio, you know, and they're just digging it. So I stopped playing, you know, and they gave me a big round of applause. And I turned to my left, and there's Little Richard right there. I said, hi, I'm Red Young, you know, glad to meet you. He said, well, why'd you keep playing? I'll sing some. I mean, it was like, to me, anytime that you meet somebody that you're influenced by, you know, that was just a big thrill. He's a nice guy. Still, I mean, he played. I mean, at that time, he had to be probably 70, you know, 60, 70 years old, and just rocking. And he rocked it then, too, you know. So, yes, I was very influenced by him. But I did enjoy meeting him. I never saw him after that. But that was a thrill.